The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Even more training camp exclusive interviews as our Dan Rusinowski kept busy talking to new players and returning veterans.
It's really great to see this guy right next to me getting set for the season, all healthy and ready to roll. Matt Benning had an injury-plagued campaign last year, but when he was not in the lineup, everybody realized how valuable a member he was of the hockey team. How excited are you to be back to health and be ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Been playing hockey my whole life, so to be able to sit out and not contribute last year was tough for me. It's something that I've never been through. I've never been through, you know, a major injury like that before. So, you know, keeping my hopes high, and you know, day one was good today.
What was the hardest part?
You know, it's training camp. It's hard. But you want it to be hard. And I think Warzy and the coaching staff there did a good job. And in day one, getting us ready, we're tired. We were working. We accomplished a good amount of systems, which is important when you got a lot of turnover like we did last year. So, you know, guys will be tired, but we took steps forward today.
But after practices like that and after the injury you've been through, that's an obvious test of your body. And by the looks of you, you seem like you came through it unscathed.
Yeah, and I walked here. So, no, it's definitely one of those things where you train all summer and do the rehab in hopes that, you know, you get to this point and you can string together a full training camp. So day one's crossed off. Feel good. Good to be back out there and, you know, working hard with the fellas.
When you don't play, obviously you're away from the team and you're doing your own rehab to get over the injury, the surgery that you've had to have and everything else. But going through what the guys went through last year, so difficult. How difficult was you for you to watch it? And did you feel like you were part of it even though you weren't playing?
Yeah, it was a different spot for me for sure. I wasn't there, obviously, for games, seeing guys' reactions after the game or during the game. You know, I caught a lot of it during practice and that sort of thing. But for me last year, you know, I only could do what I could do, and, you know, trying to keep the hopes high for a lot of the guys. I think the older guys, you know, have been through some sort of this throughout their career, but a lot of the younger guys, it can be frustrating. So I think, you know, just bringing some light into that dressing room, bringing some energy. You know, we're excited for this year. We got, you know, a lot of young guys pushing for spots, you know, good leadership group that will keep everybody in line. And, you know, it's a new group, again, similar to years prior that I've been here. So, you know, it's going to take some time to get some chemistry between guys, but we're all excited for it.
Big turnover, obviously, in the roster with not only more young guys coming in, a couple of exciting rookies, people like Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini and Quentin Musty and many others. But I want to talk about some of the veteran guys that are added to this team. You know what it's like to be in Edmonton, growing up there, playing in that uniform. Cody Ceci just came out of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. He comes to this team. Jake Walman comes out of a Detroit situation where they just missed the playoffs. What do you look forward to in having these guys as teammates and the experiences that they've had that I just cited that might help this club?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those guys, you know, they've played a long time. You look at Ceci, I think he's only 30 or 31, and the amount of games played shocks people. You know, he's played a lot of games in this league. You know, Wally's, you know, a guy that, you know, has been really good the last couple of years, scoring some big goals. So we're excited to have him. But I think, you know, for our group, we've bonded really well the last, you know, 2-3 weeks with the guys being here, whether it's on the ice, off the ice, on the golf course, whatever it may be. Getting to know each other is super important, especially with the turnover like we've had. So, yeah, we're really excited. We're ramping up, ready to go.
As one of the vets on defense, give us your thought about how the defense can protect the goalies a little better this year.
Yeah, I think as a defensive core, we can close quicker. I think when we get into trouble, it's those extended shifts. It's you know, a minute in the zone. It's 2 minutes in the zone. And no matter who you are, you're going to get tired, and that's when things kind of collapse in on us. So, you know, I think this group, we got, you know, we added a couple bigger guys that can, you know, can close guys and get that puck stopped. And, you know, as a defensive group, I think we need to be simple and move it up to our forwards.
Also, do you think that the addition of those guys to add to the complement of veterans that are already here are going to help young people like Shakir Mukhamudulin or Henry Thrun when they get into the situation to be set up to succeed?
Yeah, absolutely. I look at, you know, my situation coming into the league, and, you know, I had great guys to lean on, especially, you know, playing with, you know, veteran guys like Andre Sequeira, Chris Russell. You know, I played with Darnell, who was, you know, a good player, obviously. So, you know, you need that veteran presence, I think, especially as a young guy. It's just a comfortable feeling. A lot of those situations they've been in before. And, you know, I think as you grow older in your career, you learn how to take care of the puck a little bit. So, you know, as a young guy, it's a tough league. It's guys come at you fast. You got to make decisions quick. And, you know, whoever I'm with this year, you know, if we can get on the same page and be in sync, it'll be a good year.
We're really excited that you're back to health and back on the roster as an active player. And we're looking forward to a great season from you. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you.
Ty Dellandrea is one of the new members of the San Jose Sharks that's on the roster, and everybody in San Jose is very excited to see what he can do on the ice. How excited are you to do it on the ice for them?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's a great opportunity and very exciting times with this team and you know, where we want to go as a group. So I'm excited to be here, and it's been a great start.
You play an aggressive brand of hockey. You have good size. You can really fly. You provide a lot of things that Mike Greer was talking about when he wanted to get players into this team. What about the leadership role, the fact that you've been through the playoffs with a team like Dallas, the fact that you've been through a couple of years, you can help some of the young kids?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing of what you said is just being able to learn off the people I have been able to learn from. There's been some great people. In a short start to my career, think of Joe Pavelski, Jamie Benn, Andrew Cogliano, you know, these veteran guys, Ryan Suter, guys that I've learned so much from. And even though I'm on the younger side, I think I can, you know, provide some good leadership to those young guys coming in.
Well, you mentioned Joe Pavelski, and everybody in Silicon Valley knows all about the Sharks' former captain. He had Wyatt Johnston living with him, so probably you have a good insight as to how Patrick Marleau might influence Will Smith or Joe Thornton might influence Macklin Celebrini, because they're doing the same thing here.
Exactly. Yeah, those young guys, you know, might not be old enough to realize kind of what's going on or how much it's going to affect them, but it's going to help them immensely in their career, and they're going to learn things that they don't even really know they're learning. So they're going to grow a ton through living with guys like that, as I saw in Wyatt.
As you look back at your time with Dallas, how did you feel that established a professional foundation for you?
Great. You know, I don't think it could have been a better start to my career in terms of learning and growing off some people in that organization from some great coaches, you know, some high-end coaches, some great players, and just true pros throughout the organization. So I think it was a great place for me to start and learn from some of the best.
Feeling comfortable in San Jose already?
Yeah, it's been great. Guys have been awesome. Staff's been awesome. Training staff, medical staff, everyone's been super welcoming, and it's an easy environment to get into.
And so give us a goal and objective for you for this season.
Yeah, I want to play. You know, sometimes I, you know, you get caught up in the game and everything, but I just want to get back to playing my game and finding that game and being a contributor on and off the ice.
When you're not playing, that's got to be really, really difficult for a professional athlete. You got to go through the difficult practices, the bag skates, everything else that goes with that. But it made you a stronger person, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't. A lot of growing in that, a lot of learning, and I think, you know, I've learned from the better from those experiences and ready to show, you know, I can play and contribute.
Well, let's conclude with an opportunity. Take a look at the camera. Tell the Sharks fans what you're looking forward to, what they can expect, and what we're going to see.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm looking forward to being with this group and growing as a team and being a competitive team. And I can't wait to get things going.
We can't wait for it either. Ty Dellandrea with us, and you'll hear his name a lot on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Post-practice, we get to talk immediately to a much taller Luke Cunnan just because of the skates.
Yeah.
Tell us about the difficulties, the challenges of practice as compared to what you've had to deal with before, because I hear it's pretty challenging out there.
Yeah, it's been two good days. You know, you can tell the compete level has definitely higher than it is in years past, and that's what we want. Competitive group of guys, high pace out there, and I think we all felt it yesterday and just want to keep building and building as camp goes on.
What do you notice from the young kids that are coming in here for their first training camp in terms of the talent that they have, in terms of their professionalism at that stage of their life and their dedication?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, they're all great guys, let alone great hockey players, and they've been great to, you know, be around so far, and you can see how hard they're working. They want to learn, they want to get better, and I think just taking it one day at a time and seeing how that pro lifestyle is, and just keep piecing together good days, and they're going to be huge for us, and we're happy to have them.
It's only been a couple of days, of course, for practice, but I'm just wondering if you're noticing any differences with the style of hockey that Ryan wants you guys to play.
Yeah, I mean, things we've been talking about, very highly competitive group of guys, consistently highly competitive. No days off, no nights off, and just the pace of play we're playing with. Everyone knows their job and what we're going to do out there, so we can run smoothly.
How do you set measuring sticks for yourself when you finally get into action, starting with preseason and then getting to the regular season games?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I had a really good summer, you know, coming off of some harder last few summers, not being able to, you know, train, more rehab kind of thing. So being able to have a full summer of training, I feel good. I feel stronger, able to work on a lot more areas of my game that I wasn't able to. So, you know, my goals are just coming here, keep feeling better every day, you know, be a leader for this group, and you know, be ready to go when that first game is.
Is the leadership factor in your mind really start when things don't go so well for some of the kids? Because inevitably that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's got to be an everyday thing. You know, we have a lot of leaders in that locker room and a lot of guys who take pride in doing the right things and, you know, wanting to set that example for this group. And, you know, we know how the last few years haven't been acceptable, and that's a big area where, you know, we're putting that, you know, in the past, and that's not acceptable here, and it's got to get better, and it's on all of us to do that every single day.
What are your personal goals for the season?
I got a lot. Don't need to share all of them, but, you know, just consistency. I know how to have success. I know, you know, what my game is, and when I'm playing that game, it not only helps me, but the team, my line mates. But yeah, as far as the group, just doing my job, helping helping the young guys, being a good leader, setting the tone every day with the energy and, you know, how we want to compete. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And one of your talents too is facilitating communication. I wanted to get a thought about the new assistant coaches that are joining Coach Wiseman and Coach Spear on the staff, Doug Huda and Jeff Ulmer.
Yeah, just two skates with those guys so far, but you can tell the passion, the energy that they have, and the knowledge they have for the game as well. So we're excited to have them, and looking forward to see what they, you know, they bring to the group.
Last question. You looking forward to another great season with the Luke Cunningham Foundation here in San Jose?
Absolutely. Going to continue on with that, and you know, have kids and families come to the game, and hopefully, you know, do some more special things with that. So looking forward to it.
We think that's really exciting. We're really excited that you're ready to roll. Good to see you.
You as well. Thank you.
One of the most important signings that the Sharks had over the course of the summer was to bring in right wing Tyler Toffoli to the fold, and now he's wearing teal, and you've had a couple of days to practice. Give us your thoughts on how it feels.
Yeah, no, it's been two tough days on the ice, trying to get our footing, a lot of meetings, a lot of video, and like I said, a lot of hard work. So it's been two really good days, and looking forward to tomorrow and getting out there and playing a real game.
Well, you've played for several teams other than the Los Angeles Kings, but yet that time that you spent with Los Angeles, you won the Stanley Cup. What do you think that experience brings to this team, the fact that you can help young kids get through the ups and the downs and know what the ultimate prize is?
Yeah, I mean, I think in that situation, there's not a whole lot to really say. It's not like you're going to go around in the locker room and unless somebody really asks you, you know, how things were. But I think you just show up to the rink every day and get to work, and I think you try and lead by example and do everything right, and you know, hopefully, you know, guys will follow, and we all get better at the same time.
I want you to reflect back when you were 18, 19 years old, and where your level of preparation was, where your level of commitment was, where your level of professionalism was, compared to what you're seeing in people like Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini after a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely on a different level than when I was coming in trying to make a team. the skill and the work ethic that they both bring is really impressive. And I think, well, for the first time playing against Will today and playing with Macklin the past 2 days, it's been really impressive and really excited to see what they can, you know, keep doing and keep getting better.
How cool is it to have Carl Grundstrom here too?
It is. It's funny. We were talking yesterday how we were on the same line when he scored his first goal in the NHL in Arizona. Shoot, like 7 years ago. So pretty funny to bring back those memories.
Well, it'll be nice to set them up for a couple of more, but also the opportunity to look at the talent these last couple of days. Is it everything that you expected it would be? Are you happy with what you're seeing?
Definitely. Like I said, the practices have been high paced and the games have been good. Playing yesterday and then playing today was a lot quicker. I think we all kind of got the message that we got to bring in a little bit more, and it was definitely more physical. And I think it's a really good thing, you know, getting ready for the games and being prepared for those.
Those are two elements, you know, bring it a little bit faster, also be physical. Hockey isn't really all that different from team to team, and you've played for several, but how would you characterize the way that Ryan Warsawski wants the San Jose Sharks to play? What kind of a team do you need to be?
Yeah, I think he wants to play fast and he wants to kill plays. I mean, I don't think it's really, like you said, it's not real different than what most teams are doing now. It's just a matter of executing and being there for each other if, you know, breakdowns happen and, you know, trying to, you know, bring the chemistry together as quick as possible. And I think if those things all come together, then we'll go into the preseason games and into the regular season on a high note.
Preseason's coming. You're going to wear that uniform and jump onto the ice. You're looking forward to it?
I am. You know, it's always fun and exciting going to a new team and to be able to do that again and like I think a lot of the guys have been saying, try and turn this thing around and go in the right direction. I'm really excited for it.
He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's been a leader wherever he's been, and he's an important part of the Sharks franchise. Tyler Toffoli will be definitely a subject this year on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Thanks for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Be sure to check part one and part two of our Media Day exclusive interviews podcast where Dan Rusinowski talked with Logan Couture, Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, Mario Ferraro, and more. So keep it tuned to the Sharks Audio Network all throughout training camp as we get you ready for the start of the regular season. And be sure to join us Sunday night at 5 for the San Jose Sharks' first preseason game as they play host to the Vegas Golden Knights. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.